Hello and welcome back to LDC Podcast. This is Sardar from the University of Raparines Language and Development Center. In this episode, which is episode the fourth, I will be sharing some important and great tips to consider while you are learning English, or basically you are planning to learn English. Last episode was in Kurdish. It was more about development. I encourage you all to listen to the previous episode because it's important for students, especially university students who would like to have or are planning to have a job after graduation. Because in the previous episode we focused mostly about the skills that are needed in the marketplace at the moment, especially in Kurdistan region. So let me start by explaining a few things before sharing the tips. Language learning is something that you have to be patient. So it does not happen overnight. It does not happen right away. So you have to be patient. So I will share these points to help you out with the process, okay? So the very first point is you have to record. You have to take notes, okay? Whether it's it's in a notebook or on your phone. There are many note apps these days. You can download an app if you have an Android phone from Google Play. There are many hundreds of note-taking apps. Or most of the phones are coming with note apps these days. So basically you can download a note app, take notes while you are learning English, because this will help you later. I will explain this. If you have an iPhone, you have Notes app. It's a built-in app. You can take notes there, or if you wish to use other note-taking apps, it's fine. Download anything, any note-taking app, on the App Store. It's up to you. So it's you have a free choice. So take notes. Number two, you need to have an English environment. The tip is to change your environment from your, let me say, native language to an English environment. And I'd like to explain this. I don't want you to hang things on your the wall of your room or buy English books. Basically, this is not the point. If you can do this, it's fine, so that you have English words, English stuff all around yourself. However, by this, I mean to read in English, watch in English, listen in English, and have things around you in English. For example, on your phone, try not to use the phone in another language. For example, if you like Arabic, do not use it in Arabic. Try to change the language of your phone into English, so that when you look at your the screen of your phone, you have English words. And this helps you to remember English all the time. So this is something important. Try to do it, because if you don't do it, then you won't be able to improve your English. Number three is to practice and practice and practice. If you can find a friend to talk to face, it's amazing. If not, you can find friends online, chat in English. But I encourage you to use voice message. This will help you in your speaking. This will improve your speaking skills. Because if you don't use that, then you won't be able to talk and you will not be able to overcome the difficulties that I will be talking about later. For example, this is number four. These are the difficulties you will have if you do not talk. Number four is overcoming fear and shyness. If you do not try to overcome these difficulties, then it's going to be very, very hard for you to talk in English, because These will not like these do not allow you to talk in English. So try your best to overcome fear. Get rid of fear, okay? And also get rid of shyness. Do not be shy while you are talking in English. Number five, try to learn from your mistakes. I can also say learn from your failures. Learn from failures is something great, but in language learning, it's more learning from mistakes. So try to learn from your mistakes and try not to make the same mistakes next time, like the same mistakes you had previously. If you just keep making these mistakes, let me give you a very simple example. For example, the two words, now and no. There are many English learners, they keep making the same mistake, mispronouncing, confusing these two words. They, instead of saying, I don't know, they say, I don't now. So try not to make the same mistake. I don't want you to focus a lot. I want you just to not make the same mistake, okay? So try your best. Now let's move to the next. Number six. You have to jot down, write down anything you learn. Basically, this is connected to like the first tip. However, this tip is more to encourage you to write everything you learn, everything you come across, because this will help you for a review later on. Because remember, you will not be able to use, like when you learn a word, to use that word right away. It's hard. You need some time so that you will be able to employ that word in your, for example, speaking daily conversations. So if you record that in your phone, for example, or in your notebook, I'm sure you can go back anytime you need. But if you do not record it, it's going to be very hard for you to recall, to remember that word or that expression, phrase, or grammar, or anything that you have recorded or while you were learning English. So this is very important. Remember, it's very important. It's not very hard. You have a phone, like a phone in your hands. You can take notes anytime you like. It's not like old days where we did not have phones as today. Number seven, it's about forgetting things. Do not be afraid of forgetting things while you talk to others. Even native speakers sometimes forget. So do not forget, like, do not be afraid of this. I suggest you, when you forget something while you talk, do not be afraid of this. I suggest you to do this. When you forgot something, try to use other words to express yourself. I'm sure you can use other words to express or to say what you are, what you were trying to say, okay? So never be afraid of forgetting things. Number eight is about fear. Most of the English learners, most of the students, my students, your students, and other students, they have a sort of feeling, I can call it fear. They cannot like express themselves. So that you can overcome this, try to learn English with fun. And by fun, I don't want you to like dance. By fun, I mean try to learn English from the things you like, from the things you enjoy. Let me give you a very simple example. For example, I enjoy tech. Most of the time, not most of the time, all the times when I try to like read about something about tech, basically, I will just go and search in English, watch in English, read in English, okay, listen in English. For example, I listen to tech podcasters in English. So if you like sports, go read, watch, and learn in English. This is the fun way because you enjoy it. You basically like that. At the same time, you learn English because you enjoy it. But if you just, for example, learn like from something you don't like, it's going to be very hard for you. Even you will not be able to express yourself, okay? Learn from the things you like and you love. So number nine, this is a personal tip, my personal tip. Try like to have a monolingual dictionary. By a monolingual dictionary, I mean a dictionary that describes words in English. And these dictionaries use very basic words to describe the words. For example, the word school can be described in this way, a place where children go for learning, okay? These basic words describe the word school. And I encourage you to use suggestions, for example, Longman Dictionary of Contemporary English, or Oxford Advanced Learners, or Cambridge Advanced Learners, okay? So these three are great, or you can go for the other ones if you like, okay? So now number 10. Do not forget to install one of these onto your phone, because this will help you a lot. Because these dictionaries will teach you the correct pronunciation, will teach you the correct use of the words, will give you a lot of examples, and many more, such as collocations, thesaurus, even you can listen to the sentences, the voice of the sentences, which are like the voice of real humans. So it's my personal suggestion. Do it. Number 10, do not forget that you are absolutely not supposed to memorize a whole dictionary, okay? You're not supposed to memorize the whole dictionary that you have in your small library. No, basically a dictionary is a reference. When you need to know the meaning of a word, you just go back to that dictionary and look for it, learn, and that's it, done. What you are supposed to do is to learn the basics, especially when you are a beginner or above the beginner, because these basics will help you to improve gradually, okay? So basically you're not supposed to memorize the whole dictionary. You can learn, memorize some basic phrases, expressions, words. For example, words like go, come, stand up, sit down. These words are basics, so you need these words. You don't need words for example, the longest word in the world, in English, okay? So, basics. Start with the basics, okay? Because these basics will help you to be able to write and speak in English. We are very close to the end. Number 11. If you want to improve your speaking skills, try to record your voice or record a selfie video while you are talking in English, because this can help you have your, you can self-assess yourself. You can evaluate yourself after rewatching the video. You can say that I am not good in this point. I'm not good, for example, while I am pronouncing this word, or while I am describing this and this and that. So these recordings will help you a lot. Try to do it every single time you get some chance to talk about something. For example, you are coming back from work. You have some free time, you can just record your voice while you're driving. You can talk about anything you like. Or while you're home, you believe that you have a reliable time, you can record your voice, you can record your face while you're talking, okay? You may say that, Serdar, you are mad, you are crazy. How can I record myself, record my voice and listen to my voice again and again? If you want to learn English, it's not easy. It's a difficult process, but after all, when you learn, you will enjoy. Okay? So remember that. Number 12. I encourage you to listen as much as you can. Watch as much as you can. Read as much as you can. Especially within the frame of your, like, the things you like. Okay? I repeat, try to watch, listen, and read as much as you can within the, like, the frame of the things you like. Okay? The things you like. You like sports, try to watch, listen, and read as much as you can. If you like learning language, try to read, listen, watch as much as you can. I don't want to repeat and repeat and repeat this again and again. So do it, please. The last one, the most important and the simplest. Never give up. Very simple, right? It's very simple. Why I should not give up? It's because learning a language, and I would like to say learning English, is a process. It's a long-term process. I can say it never ends. So never give up. So guys, these were 13 important and great tips for learning English to consider while you are learning English. I hope you all enjoy and follow, consider the following, like the tips I talked about. Again, I'm Serdar for LDC Podcast. I hope you all enjoyed this episode. Until the next one, have a great time. Bye.